USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. It's the final countdown on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package and a bill to keep the government funded. Senator Chris Coons from Delaware tells MSNBC they're close, but their work is not over yet.
Right now, the very final text is being resolved, and then that will go to congressional offices. It is always the case here that any one senator who has some concern can slow us down. So, I'm committed. Many of us are committed to not leave until we get this deal done.
The deadline to pass another funding bill is midnight in D.C. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna have left a distribution center in Mississippi, headed to states across the country. The first shots could begin as early as Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
It's a win for places of worship in Los Angeles County, California, which can now hold indoor services for Christmas. Restrictions are still in place, though. Face coverings over the nose and mouth are required at all times, and attendance is limited as to not exceed the mandatory physical distancing barrier of 6 feet between people from separate households. This falls in line with recent rulings by the Supreme Court. The county is still recommending that church services be held outdoors. Strip clubs in San Diego have won a battle against the governor's shutdown order.
In an apparent overreach by California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, COVID-19 restrictions, a Superior Court judge ruled Wednesday that two strip clubs in San Diego can remain open. Judge Joe Wolfeil ruled that San Diego County had not provided sufficient evidence to prove that the two businesses had done anything to increase the danger of patrons contracting the virus. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Any appeals must be filed by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A holiday bonus for staff at a Toledo, Ohio restaurant. A customer left a tip of $5,600 for the workers at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar. Split 28 ways, each person got $200. The restaurant opened last October. The National Restaurant Association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December. It's Alabama and Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl, Clemson and Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. The final selections in the College Football National Championship were released this afternoon. One of those semifinal games, though, will not be played in Pasadena.
The Rose Bowl game will move to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The announcement coming a day after the game was denied a waiver to allow a limited number of fans at the stadium. It will be the first time since 1942 that a postseason college football game wasn't played in Pasadena, California. That year's game was moved to Durham, North Carolina because of safety concerns due to World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The national championship game will be played at Hard Rock Stadium in Florida on January 11th. In the NFL, the Bears took down the Vikings 33-27. It was the Titans 46, Lions 25. Colts over the Texans 27-20. The Seahawks beat the Washington football team 20-15. And the Browns and Giants meet at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.